said, because I didn't understand what the Lord was doing, I said, see, he was trying to get me to operate in the love so that I would be set free from what I didn't even know that I was bound by.
Right.
Hallelujah. So, you know, we've been talking about faith, and you can get faith. There's no way for a Christian not to gain faith if you're born again. The only reason a Christian would not gain faith is because they don't read their Bible, they don't exercise that faith, they don't use it, and I'm not belittling nobody. I'm just telling you. I know. I was born again. I was whipping the devil at 3 months old in the Lord. I mean, I found out that Jesus stripped him of all power, and he gave it to me, and I began to walk like it. I began to talk like it, think like it, meditate it, speak it. Then I was going around saying, where are you, devil? Come on. Bring it on, sucker. Come on now. I done found out who I am. I still do it today. I tell him, you got anything you want to throw this way? We'll just hammer down. Y'all quiet. You ought to be doing it. Come on, hammer down, homeboy. I got the love of God in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that... I tell him all the time. I tell him pretty often, you know where you're going, don't you? You're going to hell. Just remember that in Revelations. You are going to hell. Come on, somebody, man. We've got to get aggressive with him. He ain't nothing. He's like a lion been... Teeth been pulled and claws took out.
Hallelujah.
That's all he is. He just roars.
Right.
Bible says he goes about as a roaring. You don't say he's a lion.
Right.
He says he goes about seeking whom he may devour. Well, that don't mean he can devour everybody. He's looking for somebody that'll go for his con game, that'll get into emotions and feelings and way it looks and feels and come out of faith and come out of love. See, God loves you. God loves me with an unconditional love. Praise God. He demonstrated that when he sent Jesus to the cross. He demonstrated his love. He showed us how to do it. But you know, you can, I mean, there's no reason for a Christian not to have faith. None.
Right.
None whatsoever. The Bible says in Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Well, WZZK, it don't come that way.
Right.
Is it still existing, WZZK? That's a country station.
We don't know.
We don't know it here. It comes by hearing. Hearing scriptures. I mean, I'll be going down the road and pull up my Bible, or pull up my phone, and I'll get Kenneth Hagin preaching, going down the road. You're going down the road hearing preaching. My mind ain't wandering around that way. My mind ain't off on troubles and all of that stuff. You know why? The Bible says those whose minds are stayed on the hill keep their heart in perfect peace. Whose minds are stayed on the Lord.
Right.
I told him yesterday, I said, Lord, I run a track off the nose. The priest tells me, you know it. You know you do before you're going to run it off. Don't you? Yes, but I don't want to stop. Tighten the tracks up, you know. She said, you always do that. She said, it would cost you less time if you just would do that. Well, I didn't, Johnny. I just went on and run off again. And I like a little bit cleaning off. After 5 years, I'm almost done cleaning off everything that can be cleaned off. I'm dogmatic about that 40. It's going to get cleaned off. Now, I've been through some trials, and the devil wasn't even involved in it. You know, trials come to all of us, every one of us. But I mean, I was set out by faith, glory to God, I'm going to finish. I mean, I'm almost about 3 or 4 more hours and I'm done with that. But anyways, I told the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, I need you to help me get that track on that dump. It's a big dump, man, 30,000 pound machine, you know. And I said, Lord, I need you to help me this morning. And I got up and I thought, man, I broke my collarbone. You know, and I'm going to need a come along. the last time it come off, I broke it, you know. And so I thought, well, I'll text my brother, and I'll see if he's got a condo line. I got bar instead of buying one. So I just sent him a text. I said, hey, man, you got a condo line? I'm telling you this, friend. I'm not just telling you my story. God hears you. God answers you. God loves you. And faith is real. Faith can't be on Wednesday and Sunday. Faith has to be a lifestyle of every day. And I mean in going to grow in it and determine that I'm going to exercise and grow in faith. Hallelujah. Yeah. And don't cow down to that lying devil, praise God. Hallelujah. And so he said, what you trying to load? He thought I was going to come along something on the trailer. No. So I know he was going to tell me go get his trailer with a winch or whatever. And I said, I'm not loading nothing. I said, I've run my dozer track off and I need a come along. He said, well, I don't have one. I said, well, I'll just stop by Terry's and get you one. That was the end of the conversation. End of it. And so I left and I said, Lord, I need you to help me get that on there. Give me wisdom, Lord. Help me. And I received it concerning that. Well, I went on, you know, and I'm going to bring this into the sermon. I went on and about 7:30, I got everything together and I started over there. Well, my brother calls me, Preston. When I asked about the come along, he said, when are you going over there? And I said, well, I'm going over there now. He said, well, I'm going to drop the kids off, go get my truck, and I'll come back. I said, okay, well, whatever. The Lord told him he was going to work. And he didn't have to be on the job, but the Lord told him. He said, I want you to go help him. Did I ask the Lord or not? Right? Don't forget that. I asked the Lord. I didn't ask him to help me. He come over and the words out of his mouth, he said, the Lord told me not to go to work down there to come help you. I said, well, praise God, he answered me. Because I asked him to help me this morning. Get this track on there. And so he did. Well, see, now, look. Walking in faith has confidence that God is always with you. God is for you, not against you. If you're not that minded right now, you need to get in that Bible and you need to get them scriptures out where it says, God, if God be for you, who can be against you? And you need to meditate on them. Go to that Bible. Go over it and over it and over it and over it. He told Joshua, meditate day and night, then you'll make your way prosperous. You're not waiting on, I'm not waiting on God to make me prosperous and joyful and peaceful. We're not waiting on none of that for God to move in that arena. Christ is in us, the hope of glory. He's on the inside of us. I mean, you can't get no more of that. He's in there. So we're not really waiting on God to help us to stay in faith. Somebody said the other day, they said, God, keep your hand over my mouth so I don't speak the wrong things. I mean, no, God ain't going to do that. God is not going to slap his hand over your mouth every time you start to speak unbelief or doubt or whatever the case might be. No, you're in control of your language. You're in control of what comes out of you. But you know, the Bible does say, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we got to make sure that our heart is tender-hearted, full of love. And we really can't do this without meditating on the Word of God and exercising it. But we have no reason not to have faith. You can listen to, now back in the day when I got saved, there wasn't no 24/7. There wasn't no cell phones, period. There wasn't none of that. So me and Teresa, we got what was called Sky Angel. And it was 24/7 preaching on there if you wanted all the time. 24/7 if you wanted all the time. And then she on top of that, had dial-up internet. And so it would take her like 3 or 4 hours to download us one sermon off of Keith Moore Ministries. And now I could punch him up on my phone 24/7 instantly. So, you know, we must be aggressive in 2022. Yeah, the devil's aggressive, but so what? He's whipped. Yeah, things is hard. Everybody lives in this world, sweetheart. Satan wants you to feel like you're in a boat all by yourself. It's only you going through. You're the only one. Well, he's a liar. Every one of us face different things at different times, hallelujah. But every one of us is going to have a backbone alone. When, I mean, there's times when the church can't pray you through it. There's times when you got to do it. You got to rise up. You got to rise up in the mighty name of Jesus and get your mind stayed on Him. I mean, meditate on the Word, who you are in Christ Jesus. That builds faith.
Amen.
But then here comes love. Without love, faith is not going to work right.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, it's not, according to Scripture. Give me that Matthew 6, Zach. I appreciate you, Zach. Fine young man coming up.
Amen.
Believe there's something in his life God's got for him. I'm not going to label him as a preacher. I don't know, but there's something about these boys, all of them.
Right.
Praise God, you know. I got them on base right now, and I don't know if they'll be diligent in it. Send them home with a base. Learn that base. I don't know about the base, so I was going to holler at them, and I said, hey. He said, I can learn. I'll just go to the next one, get that base. And then he comes up there, and I said, both y'all learn that base. Y'all get on it. I need a backup. I need to be out there worshiping.
Man.
Give them place, man. Come on. Y'all get your base going. I said, you know, you can YouTube. It's called homework. See, my homework is studying that Bible, dissecting the words, you know. Somebody that's wanting to be a musician, what are your homework? Play.
Man.
Practice.
Right.
Think about it. Breathe it. Want it. Crave it. Hallelujah. Says he that hungers and thirsts after the right thing, righteousness shall be filled. Hallelujah. It says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? He says, you got little faith if you're worrying about things. I didn't say it, Jesus did. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or wherewith all shall we be clothed? Go ahead. For after these things do the Gentiles, you know what the Gentiles are? Nations without God. He said, all these things people worry about out there, nations, them without me. They go after to take care of themselves. They work through two, three jobs. They lay in bed worrying, trying to figure it out. He said, all these things does the Gentiles see. He says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all things. How many knows that he knows everything that you need.
Yeah.
He knows everything before you ask him. Hallelujah. He knows. Go ahead. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And the Lord spoke to me when I got to that verse. Or he spoke that verse to me. And the Lord said, he said, did you know the kingdom's in you? And I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, what is the kingdom? He said, what am I? I said, God, you're love. That's what God is. The Bible says God is love. He said, seek love. Seek first the kingdom. He said, my kingdom is love. Now, I know it's playing the guitar and preaching and other things, but I'm talking about all of that is no good if we don't walk in love. None of it. I'm going to show you scripture to back up. But I begin to notice. And the Lord said, why do you think that I told you to love your enemies when you was young in the Lord? He said, I could have left that alone for years later down the road and dealt with that issue. He said, but that issue right there was fixing to stop your faith that I had given you. He said, did you know that not walking in love can hinder the God kind of faith in you? He said, it can hinder your finances. It can hinder your marriage. It can hinder the way you feel about yourself. It can hinder the way you see things. He said, it can hinder faith by not walking in the love of God. He said, that's why I dealt with you way down there. That's why I believe right off the bat, you know, us to have anger issues, God starts putting a nail in that coffin, sealing that thing up for us to get it out of our lives.
Right.
There's no room for it. There's no room. Victory, victory is determined by your faith, not by God's goodness.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. Your victory is determined by your faith, not determined by God's goodness. God was good to the world, but everybody don't get him. The ones that receive his son do.
Right.
So victory for them is not determined by God's goodness. It's determined by the gospel being preached and they give their heart to Jesus, and then the goodness of God can flow in their lives, or in my life, or in your life.
Hallelujah.
Outside of that, it can't. But he said, seek first the kingdom of God. And if, you know, the more I've always wanted to be used by the Lord, you know. I mean, I can't think of ever being a Christian that I didn't want to be used by the Lord. Now, there's times I don't want to, but I'm just talking about, you know, in here, that God used me. I want to be used. You know, that's God. That's God working in us both the will and the do of his good pleasure. And but I'm down and I'm saying, God use me, Lord. Lord, open doors for me. The church was full. The altars was full. And I just knelt down at the front bench. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said, he said, you must first learn how to submit to authority before you can be in authority. And you know what that took? Love. Because I was rebellious before I got saved. I wasn't nice to the law, police officers, school, teachers, mom, dad, Christians, you know, I mean, it was just, you know. And so God was saying, well, when I did, I said, okay, Lord, with your help, God, I'm going to learn how to submit to authority. Submitting to authority don't even mean you like gotta like it.
Right.
Submitting to authority don't necessarily mean you're gonna like it.
Right.
Submitting to the authority is saying, okay, God, I know this is your will, so I'm going to submit. I had to bring a sermon to the church one time because people would go to the hospital and then gripe about all the bad service that they had. And so I started telling them, well, just don't go to the hospital. They didn't ask you to show up down there.
Right.
That was love. I was talking love to them.
Yeah.
They thought it wasn't. No, I'm trying to help them get in love. Be thankful for what they did do. Thank those down there in the hospital, you know. Started having to do that. And then I'd hear people calling the police officers pigs. I used to call them pigs before I got saved, you know. I didn't like the way they done. Tear my truck apart, hunting marijuana, and don't put it back together. Leave me on the side of the road. So I thought they're pigs. But after I got born again, that's disrespectful.
Man.
That's authority. Whether you like them or whether they're good cops or bad cops, that's authority.
Right.
Come on, somebody. We're supposed to submit to authority. And what that's doing, that is walking in God kind of love.
Right.
That is exercising the love of God. Then when you get in there and you say, now Lord, dare you, he goes, I'm getting out of here. Because he knows then that love has done energized, your love's done energized your faith, and he knows it. Then when you speak to that mountain goes, or you see it start moving. Oh, things start happening. Or you go in there and God says, and just like Johnny this morning, that was awesome what you said. He's in there and, yeah, God, help him and touch him. And God said, pray for him. He said, well, God, I am. I mean, I would have thought the same thing. I mean, I'm now, Lord, I'm lifting him up to you. But that's not what God wanted. He needed contact. He needed that flow of faith. He needed you to mix your faith with that faith that he had, if you had any.
Right.
There you go. Well, I'll preach it here and he read it. These signs will follow them that bless. I don't preach this just so y'all go, whoo, oh, Scotty is preaching a good, hot sermon, boy. No, you need to get out there and do it. Get out there and exercise that love. That's love when you do that. That's you loving that person. You want that person healed. You want that person well. You're thinking about how that person feels and not the way you feel. See, love changes the way you see yourself and others. The Bible says for us to prefer one another above one. Now, you know, to think of me, to think about you before I think about me. A lot of the body of Christ thinking about themselves, and that's it. Oh, no, how can I be blessed? How can I be blessed? How can we bless somebody? Well, I ain't got no money. It don't take money. Go rake some leaves. Yep. See, this is the love. Love is affecting some people's faith. I'm telling you right now. God told me. He said, son, you got to make sure now you stay in love. Well, we've all had 2 years where we can want to shoot a bunch of people, ain't we? I have. I called to get a price on the door 2 days ago and still ain't sent it. I called them today and left them a message. You still ain't sent me a quote. Send me a quote three days ago, whatever I said. Well, they finally sent me a quote. Well, I wanted to get on there and just let them have a piece of this Bama mind. They're Georgia crackers. But love don't do that. See, what Satan would like for me to do is go ahead with those thoughts and get over here and get my faith weak so that stuff ain't going to start happening. Because we're living in a time where me and you's got to live in faith in the supernatural for things to work out in our lives like we want it to. And I'm just telling you right now, Christians are going to have to be and walk in faith and walk in love. And that's not being weak. I don't consider myself weak at all. I'm strong in the Lord. I mean, I'm strong. You're strong. Hallelujah. But walking in love is not weakness. It's strength. Hallelujah. Because don't major too much. Major on faith, but major on love too. Don't get wicked out on faith, you know, just by itself. Get over there and start working on the love walk. It's more important than having a mountain full of faith. I mean, I would rather operate in more love than I am faith. Because what little bit of faith, Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, right. It don't take a lot. Love is what causes faith to work. Amen. Give me that Galatians 5. That. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Faith that works by love. Faith is strengthened when we walk in love. Not built, strengthened. You build faith, come by hearing, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You got a problem in the financial realm? What do you need? Money? Nope. Wrong. You don't need no money. Money's not what you need. I told God one time, I said, God, if you just give me all the money I need, I wouldn't have no problem. He said, yeah, I'd give it to you and you'd have the same problem again.
Yep.
Right.
Money's not what you need. Well, don't tell Alabama Power that. I ain't telling Alabama Power nothing. But if you'll listen to what I'm telling you, Alabama Power won't be after you much longer.
Right.
Because the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich.
Amen.
The Bible says seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added. Your house, your car. I told my brother today, he's talking about something. Then I stood up and I started expounding on what I felt like, you know, it meant to me and everything. He said, that's what I'm talking about. I said, what? He said, you expound on stuff. I said, well, I can't help it. I said, that stuff just comes up. Well, why? Because I've put more attention towards the kingdom than I do anything else most of the time. That's what's important to me. I was nothing without this kingdom. I was broke. I was busted. I was suicidal. Creature was in the closet doing whatever she's doing, burning candles. Don't tell me messed up. I know what messed up is. And I know what straightened up is too. I ain't forgot where I come from. I ain't forgot how I got here. Hallelujah. I got born again. I put myself in the Bible as much as possible. Had a pocket New Testament. And look at God, while everybody else eating lunch and telling dirty jokes, I was over there separating myself, reading my Bible. Amen. I come in from work, went in, prayed, read my Bible. Got up, got on my knees, prayed, and asked the Lord. I told him, start with, I'll see you when I get back, Lord. I didn't know he was going with me. One day I done that, and I was praying, and I said, Lord, I'll see you when I get back, Lord. He said, take me with you. I said, what? I didn't know Christ in you, the Holy Ghost. I didn't know he's with me all the time anyhow, but I come to that knowledge then. I found that scripture in the Bible. I thought, glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He won't be there. I said, come on, go to work with me, Lord. Poof, gone.
That's right.
Boy, I'm riding with Jesus now. I was anyhow. I just found out.
Right.
Made me feel good out there.
Yes.
Went one time and taking some, delivering some doors and had a lumber package on the box truck, drove the box truck. Friday evening, way off down yonder in Chelsea, down there back out in the backwoods of nowhere. I've been singing to the Lord all day long. I've read that scripture in the Bible. I mean, when you read something in the Bible, why don't you just do it? It says, speaking to yourself in songs, in spiritual songs, singing to yourself, making melody in the Lord, you know. And so all day long, I thought, I'm going to sing to the Lord all day long. I'm just going to sing songs. All day long, I'm going to sing to the Lord. So I turned the radio on, sang. I sung all the songs I knew at church. Turned the radio on, didn't know none of them, listening to them. But I had my mind, and I'm singing to the Lord. Get down there at the last stop. Next to the last stop, and I'm back there, and I'd unloaded whatever it was, doors or whatever, and I'm up there, and I've tied my ropes off, and I had pressure-treated lumber on the back of that truck. And these two drunk guys walked up to the back of the truck, and one of them said, we want that lumber. I looked at them, and I thought, man, I'm out of the woods here, man. I ain't got no stick or nothing. And I said, no, you can't have that lumber. That lumber, I got to deliver that lumber, you know. And he said, we're just going to take that lumber like that. And when I come to myself, I was saying, and the Lord will send angels with a flaming sword. I come to myself and I'm saying that. And these guys are looking behind me. And I go, I look, they're looking behind me in shock. So I looked, I didn't see nothing. I looked back around, all I heard was the car crank, they were gone.
Hallelujah.
I thought, what the crap happened to them, man? I go out there, you know, and I'm looking, and I thought, man, they must have been really kidding. They was not kidding. But the Bible says that the angels of the Lord encamp around about those that reverence him. I've been reverencing the Lord all day long. I'm convinced that I would have either got robbed and killed, hurt. Because, I mean, at that time, I was like, man, if they hit me on the right cheek, I'm going to turn the left one. I mean, I just wasn't going to fight the Lord, Johnny.
Yeah.
I just made up my mind in the Bible, this is not right. I'm not going to do it. So I would have probably just had to take a whipping. So here God delivered me.
Amen.
See, when you're doing that, you're loving on God. I mean, you're paying attention to the Lord. And the angels are active. Your faith is active and you don't even really realize it. So you don't have to try to be in faith. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Don't complicate it. I mean, Satan likes to come, fighters have faith. I thought you were saved. Well, I am. Well, then the Bible says you have it. So what are you doing that for? Right?
Right?
See what he's doing?
Yeah.
Right there. He's got you trying to get faith when you already got it.
Right.
The Lord told me what I was like. Oh, Lord, I just want to be closer to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I just want to walk with you. And, you know, and the Lord stopped me. He said, why are you trying to get what you already have? I'm trying to get a relationship with him, and I'm in one.
What?
I mean, I'm going to church. I'm talking to him all the time. That's a relationship. Right?
Yeah.
So I stopped trying to get one and just started living it. Good morning, Lord. What a wonderful day, Lord. No, I don't feel good, God, but it don't make no difference. We walk by faith. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, I feel like something bad's going to happen today. Everything's coming on good. But it don't make no difference. Your Bible don't say something bad's going to happen. Everything's coming on good. See, when you walk in love, it'll give you a greater awareness of the kingdom. Greater awareness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith is backed up by love, energized by love. And God is love. Love is not just a loose word, see. It's not a worldly word, the worldly kind of love word. You know, love you, babe. See you at a while. See you at a while, babe. Love you. Love you too. Love you too. I've heard people say, okay, love you. And I'll say, what'd you just say? What? The last thing you just said. Oh, well, that's what we just say. We just say, love you too, love you too. Well, this is a different kind of love that I'm talking about. This is the agape love of God.
Hallelujah.
This is the force of God. Give me that Romans 5, Zach. This is the force of God. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Lady told me one time, she said, pray that God would give me more love. I said, he can't. She said, what? I said, he can't. I said, he didn't pour it out in you.
Yeah.
I said, the Bible says in Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed or poured out into your hearts by his Spirit. You have God love. You have the God kind of love. I don't feel like I love nobody. Quit feeling. Feeling, you'll never walk in the God kind of love doing it by feelings. You won't. It won't happen. You know why I know? Jesus didn't walk by feelings. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, God, he said, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me, Lord. But nevertheless, Lord, not my will, yours be done. That was love. Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus had legions of angels at his command that would have delivered him off of that cross. Legions. But that love for God, that God kind of love that was in Jesus, that is in the Holy Spirit. All three of them are love. The Holy Spirit is love. That's why when I'm angry, he can't get involved. He's love. That's why when I'm mad, all he can say is, repent. Repent. He can't comfort me. He can't get involved. He can't stir my faith. He can't energize me. Because faith works by love. But it says here, hope make another change, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You have the God kind of love.
Yeah.
Now, what's got to happen here is me and you have to choose to yield to that love. Yeah. Period.
Amen.
It's a choice. If you wait on you to feel like you love your neighbor, you'll always have trouble with your neighbor. Well, you don't know how they done me. Well, I'm fixing to give you some scripture. It don't matter how you think. God's word is right. God's word is truth. God's word is liberating to all that embrace it. Yeah, I mean it. It begins to, what it does is it gives me and you knowledge of what we have and what he did and the power we have. Hallelujah. That's why I'm not afraid of death.
Amen.
It was swallowed up in victory. I got that out of the Bible. That's why I'm not afraid of Satan. According to my Bible, the King James Book Bible that I read, black God, he's defeated. So I'm not going to give him much of my attention at all. I am not going to applaud him. Whenever he does something, I don't go around saying, well, Satan, come. He said, yeah, come on, praise me some more. Come on, praise me some more. Give me some more adoration. Give me some more of your time. Give me some more of your thinking. Meditate on me like God wants you to meditate. See, he tries to imitate God. God loves for us to have our mind and heart. It pleases him. And so Satan wants that attention away from God on him so he can bring destruction, so he can bring oppression, you know, and all of that. You know, I ain't been impressed. I've been oppressed in a long time. One time I got oppressed that I can really remember got oppressed, and I didn't come to church. If I don't come to church, you better know I'm oppressed around preaching. If you don't come to church regularly, I know there's something wrong with you somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're in La-La, you're in TV land, Facebook, there's something wrong with you if you don't go to church. I know it. I know it by the Bible. The Bible says that I will know you and you will know me and we will know people by their what?
Fruit,
not words. Fruit. Now, I'm nowhere near perfect, but I'm working on it, Monty. I'm still working on it. But you know what? When you're vibrant and healthy, spiritually and all that, you've got some gusto, man. I mean, you're going to go forth. Life is good. It's not bad. Bad things happen, but life is still good. You have to adjust a little bit, but you just keep moving on. You just tread through those waters. Somebody that is up in faith, walking in love, they just adapt and adjust to the situations based on the Word of God, and they maneuver their way. It's called being led by the Spirit of God. It's called, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Amen.
He leads us in his right way of the path of righteousness, his way of going. Hallelujah. We as Christians must demonstrate, we must have demonstration of love working and growing in us. God spoke that to me. He said, from the time you got born again, and as much as you would yield to love, he said, you have had demonstrations in your life of growing in love. And I started thinking back on it. He said, yeah, you wanted to kill that dude. And now you don't. I said, no, sir, Lord. I actually invited him to my church and invited some more of my enemies. You know, not to my church first. I wasn't quite that deep, you know, man. I mean, I asked them if they knew Jesus and about church, but I didn't tell them where I was going. Y'all come. But later on, I did. I grew and I thought, my God, I could worship with anybody. I can worship with the devil standing beside me. And so then I told them, I called them, I said, hey, man, we're in revival. Hallelujah, won't you come on to revival up in Hatchville, Alabama. One of the people that I hated on this planet, truly, truly hated on this planet. Love, that was a demonstration, is all I'm saying. And I was shocked. I was like, oh, glory to God, I got power, Lord. Oh, Lord, I got power. I'm a free man. Well, you know what? Go about and God says, you're a money magnet. And I'm like, just say it. Money cometh to me now. He still does.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, it'll stop. No, it won't learn that on.
Right.
Well, it's because you're in business. Don't give me that garbage. I wasn't in business when all that started. I'm in business because God did it that way. That was before I went in business. The first year that I was born again, I went from $230 something a week to $400 something a week. I was having to work 5.5 days for the 200 some 300, and then I got a raise, and they let me off. I didn't have to work on Saturday no more. So 5 days, I would make $465 a week. Same job. I started taking my tithes and giving God offerings. And I said, man, I know God's real. I didn't commit suicide down there that day, but God, I know good and well. I was there. I got saved. Satan told me I didn't get saved. I thought, I know I did. I was there. I was the only one there. I know I got up and I didn't want to kill myself no more. I got up and the sun was shining in. You know what happened? I let the sun, the S-O-N, in. See, before I had the sun and S-U-N trying to come in. It was coming in, but I couldn't even see it. But then when I let the S-O-N in, wow, the world opened up to me. I'm like, what happened to me, man? Now I wouldn't shoot myself nothing. I really like me. I mean, I enjoy me. I enjoy being around me. Man, I mean, I'm fun to myself. I'm just exciting, man. I mean, my mind will carry me over on the donor, and I'll be on that corner and over there and over there. And then the next thing you know, the cows haven't moved that I got over there. You know, life is good. Amen. See, we need to be up on our faith, but we need to be up more on the love of God. Loving on Him. You don't have to understand it. Well, I don't really understand how. I just read to you and said, you don't. That's all you need to understand. Now, yield. Whenever you have the opportunity, yield. I do it all the time with Teresa. Somebody was telling me about all their trials, something one morning here at church, Johnny. And I stood there and listened just a little bit. And I said, yep. And I said, you know, I got up this morning, and boom, there was Teresa. They got it later. Now I make fun. I can tell you right now, I'm living my dream. I got the woman of my heart, and she's got my heart, whether she thinks she does or not. I believe for her. And I mean, that's all I wanted was a good life for her back under 36 years ago. And you know what? I believe God, hallelujah, and started yielding to love and walking in love, and I've got it today. She ain't hard as what y'all think she is. She's a little teddy bear. She got a big heart, man. I'm telling you, she's got a big heart. She loves Jesus. Now, is she stern and firm? Yeah. And I like it that way. I don't like a woman go blow all my money and just act like nothing happened. She gonna blow my money, do it with boldness. Just do it with boldness. You know, don't try to hide it. Just tell me you're gonna blow it. And she will. I'd rather have a woman like that. Just up front and blunt. Hallelujah. That beating around the bush, I don't know how to act. I'm like, huh? They're weird. I come from a house of structure. We know what we're thinking, and we're going to say it. Just make sure it's godly. Right? Hallelujah. See, we as Christians will have, if we yield to love, there will be demonstrations in our life of change. I mean, a demonstration means, you know, come here and watch me put up a garage door. I'm going to show you how. I'm not just going to dump it out and say, there it is. I'm going to show you how to put it up. And then when you get it up, you're going to see, you've seen a demonstration of the knowledge to put a garage door up. Well, that's what I'm talking about, demonstrations of love. And they don't, nobody has to be in the vehicle with me. They don't know how nobody has to be around me. I mean, I get shot birds on the road. Y'all wouldn't think I do. I'm a nice guy. They pull out in front of me. They cuss me. I've had one guy trying to get me to pull over, and I thought, you just don't know. I wish I could. Pull over, you little idiot. Shoot me a bird. I've had it. And you know what? What happened back under? I'm not bragging. I'm telling you a demonstration of love of God. I would shove you off the road and you go and get a confrontation. I mean, I wasn't a bad guy. I'm a little bitty dude, but I was just dumb. You know? Well, the demonstration of love, I just pull off the ropes. Come on around. Yeah, come on by, everybody. I get to the four-way stop, and I'm not looking at all them people trying to figure out how dumb they are. They're all on cell phones. I'm like, well, I could go, but I'm going to sit here. I roll my window down. Come on. They'll go by. I'm a cop. They'll come across. I'll do it. And then I'll go. I got to go. Where I've seen people pull up there, everybody.
I'm an idiot.
Each four-way idiots are hollering at each other.
Idiot, my turn.
Like they're in the nursery.
I was here first.
You're supposed to go clockwise. Read the book. But what I'm saying is, I can be in a four-way and still kick Jesus, man. And I go right on through, man, and my life just goes right on. The four-way's behind me, and I never even think about it no more. And I don't go calling them idiots. It's not godly to call people idiots. That's not a demonstration of the love of God. It's affecting your faith. That's what I'm telling you. You can do what you want to.
Yeah.
I'm free to do what I want to. Paul said, I'm free to do anything that I want to do. He said, everything is not good for me to do. So calling people idiots is corrupt communication, Paul called it. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth. That's judging. That's casting cynics. That's affecting your faith. That'll affect my faith. Hallelujah. Give me the 1 Corinthians 13. I believe we have and will have ample opportunities to develop love. You know, how many knows the old cameras used to, you know, it's coming out real slow, that picture's coming out of that camera. And then when you pull it out, you go, you're developing it. It's developing. You know, the picture was already in the camera the minute you snapped it.
Right.
But it wasn't developed. And that's the way the love of God is in us. You got to pull it out. Shake it around if you have to. You got to do it by faith. And then you will see a demonstration in your life. Paul said here, he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, charity means love, and become as a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal, boy. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries, all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could move mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. Look, man, he said it. You can have all the faith in the world, but love trumps it. That's Paul was saying. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. All of your giving, all of your tithes, your offering, I'm telling you, love affects it. I mean, your offerings, you're giving people cars, and you can have all that and do all those good deeds. That's good. That's real good. But all of that profits nothing without love. Without having it operating in that love. Love suffers long. See, some of us, not us here, some Christians are so short fused, you can just try to get their attention off of a TV program and they come unglued on you. Love don't do that, Paul said. Love is long suffering. Now, Teresa owns the TV box at my house in the living room, you know. And I've grown and yielded and accustomed to it now. But when it first started out, I wanted to spank her. I thought, who do you think you are? This is my living room too. If I want to watch SpongeBob, I can watch him. You know? And then I thought to myself, I thought, well, what would love do? Would love have to have its way in this living room, or would it give way to somebody else? I made that conscious choice 15 years ago. Now, mind you, I'd get the TV box if I wanted. I live there and it's my house as much as it is hers. Aiden and Aubrey thinks it's Grandma's house. I told them one day, no, it ain't. That's Papa's house. No, that's Grandma's house. And I just because she told you that. Mind you, I could get that box. We might go around. We might even end up on the floor doing some judo and stuff if we could be. We're 50 now. I still feel 50. But I made that conscious choice, you know, and you know what it caused? It caused me to be long-suffering, to be able to put up. Long-suffering means you put up with it when you want to just tear the house apart. Long time. 15 years, I'll make it, boy, I've shrunk that baby. Amen. She coming there, I said, here's the TV box, baby. I'll look over at it and I'll be like, nah, don't go get it. She'll be cooking supper. Just leave it alone. What's the use? Don't start that. I believe that's love. Hallelujah. But it says love suffers long. That means love helped us put up with stuff long time. And longer and longer. And you won't break, come to a place where you just can't be moved. Love helps us be kind. He says, suffered long and is kind. Some of us got a little snobby attitude. Quit. Arrogant. My words are important, yours ain't. Good God, can they shut up? And then when they're talking, roll your eyes. That's not kind. That's just not kind now. I mean, you're talking. Your eyes are talking. Or somebody starts talking. Great. That's not kind. See, this affects our faith. I'm telling you, it affects our faith, man. You know? I mean, I'm thinking today somebody's talking to me, and they seem to talk into nowhere. You ever talk to people like this? Just, they're talking, but they're nowhere. You're like, oh, man, you have to be messed up to get this. You know, you try to figure it out, you know, And I'm standing there, and I'm in a hurry. I mean, I'm wanting on a dozer, Johnny. I'm kind of off. You know, it's kind of like going fishing to some people, you know, man. I mean, it's just something I like that. I just enjoy it. So I'm trying to get over there and enjoy it, you know. And things are not working the way I thought. And I'm standing there, and I'm thinking, I'm fixing to come unglued is what I'm going to do. But God, they don't respect me no more. They didn't ask what I'm doing. They didn't ask where you're going. What's up with you, man? I just want to stand here and start this garbage every time. And it happens on Wednesday, church night. I've done it and didn't want to come to church that night. You know, and I stood there and I thought, oh man, just don't, you know, just calm down, just listen to what he's saying. I left there feeling good for the first time in 15 years. I was kind. That was even before I got the sermon this week. I decided. See, look, the more that we yield to it, the more that it becomes natural to walk in the love, to yield to love. It just starts being natural for you to be kind and long-suffering. It's not something that you will struggle with and struggle and struggle and struggle. It's the more that we yield, the more that develops. And then the more conscious we are of that. And faith is coming at the same time. It's elevating faith in our life. Hallelujah. You know, I mean, you know, just like, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. What's the next one there? Envy's not. I didn't really get into that. Y'all study it. I don't know. Love vaunteth not itself. Don't brag on itself. It just don't brag on itself, you know. Braggadocious people. I mean, Travis, he don't mean it in a bad way now, but he did to start with. Door kings. Nobody like us. Ain't nobody do doors like us. Ain't nobody. Well, he don't know everybody. That's braggadocious, right? Now, don't take it personal, son. You're fine. If you want to brag, go ahead. That's not me. I'm still going to walk up. Braggadocious. Well, maybe you got a talent. and you think you're the best thing could ever happen to anybody in that paddock, you go around telling everybody, boy, if y'all had me, hey, I mean, it'd be good. I could run the whole show, bud. Just give me the broom. That's braggadocious.
Right.
See, love won't do that. Even though you may know it all, you may be the best, and you really are the best. But you know what? Love won't let you brag.
Yeah.
Love will just be like, you know, and that's all it knows. I mean, that's all that matters.
Right.
See, and then your faith is up there, it can take you to another level, to where, I mean, you just blessed beyond measure. But it don't brag on itself. Some of y'all house cleaners, I'm the best house cleaner in the planet. You don't know everybody that cleans houses.
Right.
I'm not the best garage door. Maybe I am the best garage door guy on the planet. I don't know, but I'm not going to say I am, even if I am. I'm not going to brag. Let my work do it.
Right.
Let my work brag on itself. So what's about that braggadocious stuff? What's about that? That's love won't do that. Any time, and I had a problem with that, Johnny. I mean, I did back under. Yeah, I wanted you to know I'm bad, boy. And I mean, I can drive a truck, and I can drive it the best. I know how to get to the job, and you don't know what you're doing, and blah, blah, blah. And I've been here a long time. 27 years ain't a long time. But God began to humble me and begin to say, they know better than you do. They've got a job to do, and you've got a job to do, and let them do their job, whether you think they're right or not. That was braggadocious. And so I changed that and went and told the people I work for, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for thinking I know more than you. That was hard, because I did. You know? Well, I wanted to walk in the love of God. I wanted the favor of God. I wanted to be pleasing to the Lord, see? And you know what? That was affecting my faith the whole time. I didn't even realize it. That was affecting the amount of word that I could get, revelation and different things, more to it than what I even understand. But he said, it's not puffed up. Some of us men like little possums get mad and soil up for 3 days. Puffed up. Some of y'all women, now women don't do that. They got more backbone than that. Lady, I used to, you know, get mad at Teresa and be 2 or 3 days. You know, 2 or 3 days, get over that. Now, you know what? I don't even think about getting mad at her. Might as well not. I'm going to get over it. Right? I got angry the first time of the morning. I told y'all about it. We didn't hear about it. Should have been in church. Go back to the internet and you'd hear it. But you know what? I got angry, but I didn't sin. But she still know I was a little upset, but I did it on purpose. I warned her to know. If I hadn't warned her to know, she wouldn't even knew. Why? Because love don't express itself that way. It don't roll its eyes, slam the cabinet drawers, bust the glass every now and then, you know, slam the dishes in her. Scream and yell at your kids, slap them in the head. Love wouldn't do that. God don't do that. What if he slapped me across the living room? Just kidding, son. I mean, we want to be like him, right? Then I thought it was funny. We all laughed about it was funny. God don't do that, does he? I used to do it to Travis. You know, do something I thought it was funny. Then I'm in there, he'd get angry, you know, and Teresa would get angry, and I thought it was funny. Read in there in Proverbs, and it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger. Man, there's an answer for everything in this Bible.
Right.
I can't even have fun now. So I had to stop making Travis angry. You know, well, see, love was trying to work, Johnny and me. That was the God kind of love trying to work, because it was affecting my life and I didn't realize it. Those little bitty things like that will affect major things in our spiritual life. I got to hurry. Go ahead. Give me some more. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek it not her own. That one there, the seek it not her own. See, we can't be all about ourselves all the time. Well, if it ain't going to benefit me, black God, I just ain't going to do it. That's self-seeking. That's seeking, seeks her own. I mean, there's times whenever, you know, I go the extra mile at garage doors and Duke and, you know, elderly people and different things, and I'm not benefited. It ain't going to make me a dime. It's not going to benefit me at all. But it's not all about me. You know, if you're all about yourself all the time, that's not what love does. I don't know, like the way my husband makes me feel. He don't do this, and he don't do that, and he don't do that. That's what they were doing in the wilderness. Complaining. God give you your husband. I heard you say it. So what do you got a problem with? Adjust. Get in there with the Lord. Walk in love. Hallelujah. Sometimes I used to act the way Teresa treated me. She treats me like a king. I feel like one. Ooh, she loved me. I'm sugar daddy. Oh, baby, make me want to bring her some money home. See, it don't seek its own. Every now and then I'll take her some money, just give her money, and I always have a battle with it. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? She don't need it. Don't matter if she needs it. I need it. I want it. I want it. I want it. And finally I'll say, shut up! She's getting it. Well, that's not seeking my own. I might want a tractor. I might want a yah. That's self-seeking. That's seeking just what you want, praise God, or what I want. See, love don't do that. It's not easily provoked. Some people, you know, you can just run into them. I mean, there's been times when I've come, me and Teresa, we have turned, our hall's not very wide. And I mean, she's actually bumped me before and me nearly come unglued in the hall. And I'm like, hey, homie, get over. Look, man, you need to squeeze through over there. You see me coming through? I'm going to the bathroom. And I've even said it before. Hey, man, I'm coming through here. I'm coming through here, too. This is buffer our hall. Come on by. No, you come by. That's easy for both. You're just walking through the hall, for God's sake. You know what? It don't bother me now. I overcame it. Teresa, she gets out of the car. I'm riding with her. Okay? I'm ready to go in the house. And so she gets in these talkative moods. And she's standing there holding everything. She's got the keys. I don't got a key. And she's blah, 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 blah. Good God, man. I helped hold her for a minute. Come on, open the door. What's your problem? You got a problem? I'm talking. Can't you hear me talking? See, y'all thought y'all was the only one had trials, right? But I went in there and I said, Lord, you know, Teresa's sandpaper to me. Black God, I must be rusty and you need to rust off of me. Black God, she's sandpaper, man. That's what it is. Everything she does rubs me the wrong way. I'm telling you, if everything and everybody's rubbing you the wrong way, it's not them. Please have love them. Have mercy on them. It's you, man. God's working on us. He's swindling us. And you know what? I don't do that anymore. I'm like, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm a free man. I mean, if I can get free from all of that other stuff, surely I can get free living with Teresa. See, it wasn't her. It was me, Dunny. God wants me stronger so that I'm not easily provoked. He wants me to lay. See, God knows where we're going. God knows what he's bringing into our lives. See, God knew that I would have to be a laid-back guy to pastor this church and all of y'all. Most of them. Some of them. God knew that I would have to be a laid-back guy to go all over the world. I couldn't be hot-tempered and quick-tempered and self-willed and all of that stuff. And I'm still growing. I'm not fully matured. I mean, after today, I'm like, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for the love of God. I need to come on and develop in it more, Lord. I see deeper, Lord, than this right here, man. I'm blessed now. Wait till I get on in love. It says, it's not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. And I'm going to close this. See, thinking no evil right there, if you study that, it means that you keep no account of the wrong that's been done to you.
Amen.
None. None.
Well, I'm my child.
No. You ain't in love yet. You're not walking in love yet. Love don't do that. Love don't do it. Love refuses to do it. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, can I backslide? Somebody done me wrong financially. And I was serious. I wasn't one of these. I'm not one of these players. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to serve the Lord. You know, man, I'm not perfect and all of that. But I mean, I'm going to go to the Lord, make sure I backslide and whip them. I'm going to whip them. I mean, I was serious. They won't never do nobody else like that again. But God, you know what? I might look like a bad preacher, and I might look like, I was already preaching. I might look like a bad preacher, but they'll think twice before they go do anybody else like that after me. Lord, can I come back, Lord? Lord said no. The only reason that guy didn't total whoop it, I was going to do it. But you know, and the Lord said, pray for them. Pray for them. I thought, man, I am not praying for them. God, I want to be like Peter and them, call fire out of heaven. Just singe the hair off their head right quick, Lord. Just torch them. Love don't think that way.
Right.
It don't. The Lord said, don't pray for them. It took me a few days to start praying. But it took me 6 months to yield to that, the word, that I never have a thought about it. And when I do have a thought about it, I cast it out and go on.
Amen.
I get around people that's done me wrong, and I forgot they done me wrong. They'll say, man, I'm sorry I did you like that. What'd you do? Oh, yeah, I remember. It's no big deal. I done crossed that bridge a long time ago, man. You know, you've been holding on to that all this time. You know, I ain't even thought more about it, man. I've been sleeping good. Just forget it. It's no big deal. But you know what? I had to do that. I had to take that right there and say, God, I'm going to renew my mind with this right here that I keep no account of the wrong done to me. And then when somebody does me wrong, I forgive them before they do it. I done got ahead of them. I found out I could do that. I found out that I could forgive before anybody does anything to me. So when somebody does me wrong, I just like already forgiven them. Like, God, hallelujah, not going to attack me, you know. So don't keep account of things people have done wrong in rehearsal. And this one last thing the Lord spoke to me. He said, don't uncover people. Don't talk about people's transgressions.
Yeah.
But just don't do it. I don't care if they're supposed to be the best Christian on the planet. They go, blah, blah, blah. That's none of our business. That's just really none of our business. Because you know what? I'm doing crystal meth one day. I'm doing meth. And the next day, I'm on a porch, and a preacher standing on my porch asking me to come to his church. And I repent. Never done it since. But some people weren't going to come hear me preach, and God made them. God made them. One of the best services they've been in a long time. So watch about that. Watch about judging people. Casting sentence on people. I know it's hard when you did wrong, when somebody does us wrong and it's hurtful and painful. Now, I understand. I'm not negating none of that. I'm not saying none of that stuff ain't hurtful and painful. But love will help you overcome and come out in victory and keep your faith up. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.